Well, we've been warning you that censorship in America is going to get worse leading up to the 2024 election, and they desperately, of course, want Joe Biden to remain in power. Last week, President Biden's press secretary was asked if President Biden would support the Press Act, which is like a home run. It's like an easy one. It's a layup, right, for any president. The Press Act protects all journalists, regardless of political leanings or establishment credentials, like, hey, are you a Fox News journalist? Do you have the badge to get into the White House? Or do you work for the Daily Caller? It doesn't matter, right? Regardless of credentials, if you are a member of the press, you are a member of the press, and you are protected in the United States of America. That's what the Press Act would do, and it would make you free from government surveillance and overreach. And Corinne Jean-Pierre wouldn't even comment on it when pressed by a reporter, a member of the press. Watch.
Does the White House have a stance on the pending federal press shield legislation that passed the House and that Senator Schumer told me he hopes reaches President Biden's desk this year?
You're talking about the Press Act more specifically. Yes. Look, and I've said this many times. I said this last week, where journalism is not a crime. We've been very clear about that. As it relates to this particular legislation, I haven't reviewed it. Would have to talk to our Office of Leg Affairs on that particular legislation. But I do want to say, back in October of 2022, the Justice Department codified a policy to ban subpoenas of journalist records. The president strongly supports the right of free and independent press. That is something that the president talked about when he was at the gridiron. The president talked about this at the last White House Correspondents' Dinner. He's been very consistent about this. And I'll just quote him for a second. A free press is a pillar of any free society. And while we may not always agree with certain coverage or admire it, we do admire the courage of the free press. Journalism, again, is not a crime.
Before moving on, just to confirm, no stance yet on the Press Act that you're aware of. And the Assange matter, is there concern about that?
You know, I don't have much more to share besides what I just laid out here, so I'll just leave it as what I just stated to you.
In prison, 5 years.
I understand. I heard the question. I'm just not going to go beyond from what I just stated.
Okay.
So.
She's like, I just orated my personal philosophy. Is that not enough?
But no, I want to know what the president, his stance on the Press Act. Sorry, I'm not going to comment on that.
Well, she points out that journalism is not a crime, but you know what is a crime? The government getting involved in suppressing free speech. That's
right.
Literally like, it's kind of high up there in the Constitution. I think it was what, like the First Amendment?
Might be the first one, maybe the second.
I think so,
12th.
Yeah.
Well, it's,
yeah,
they're saying that, but look at what they did to James O'Keefe with the diary that he had.
Right.
Look what they did to that reporter that just got arrested for J6. You know, I mean, it's
look at Julian Assange.
Yeah, I was gonna say the most blaring one,
right? And he asked her,
that's why I said Assange aside, but yeah, like he's like the number one. Like,
well, she says journalism's not a crime, and yet apparently it is a crime. And if you're not on Team Biden, or if you're not in the liberal media, then it is a crime, and you will be suppressed, and you will be... We saw the collusion, of course, with the Biden administration, with Twitter and Facebook, suppressing information about the Hunter Biden laptop story. The list is endless, right?
Well, Julian Assange was not liberal or Republican. He's neither. He only exposed American and British war crimes, and that's not partisan.
Right. No, but of course, to them, it is. He committed the gravest offense, right, which was actually revealing
right.
the
if journalism is not a crime, why is there an indictment of Julian Assange?
Right.
So it's not a crime if you're not very good at it. If you're really good at journalism, then it's a crime.
Then it's a problem.
And why was Assange, right, who is the journalist, right, he's the one that's spent all these years in prison, but Chelsea Manning is not. And that's actually the person that got the information that Julian Assange posted.
Hmm.
So,
well, Chelsea Manning did go to prison, and his release was...
Well, yeah, went to prison, but it hasn't been exiled from the United States and, you know, basically dying in a
Right. Chelsea Manning had it rough. There was no picnic for Chelsea Manning.
So no comment on the Press Act at all. As Daniel Schumann writes, the policy director for Demand Progress, he says, freedom of the press is built upon the idea that journalists can report the news without fear or favor. Exactly. Without fear or favor. Here's what NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden had to say about it, and he's spot on. You can be sure that if the President of the United States, of all people, won't say if he supports a bill protecting the free press, which is the easiest sort of win you get in politics and right before an election, there is a reason. And it's a reason that you should worry. Yes, that is spot on. I mean, this is an easy layup for a President of the United States. We stand for the freedom of the press, free from favor, free from persecution, and it's really sad that they won't comment on it. And the press secretary, you know, is reading right from her binder, like the president is going to like sit this one out, because they want to, of course, suppress speech. That's exactly what the Biden administration wants to do. As president of the United States can't say that he supports a free and fair press, free from government interference, free from persecution. Prosecution. The men who fought and died for this country are giving you the middle finger right now, you piece of garbage. The men who gave their lives for freedom and a free press, you can't support this legislation? You can't speak out for it? You're disgusting, and it's shameful. And if you needed any more confirmation that censorship is the new norm in the United States, look no further than YouTube. We have confirmation right from YouTube's mouth that they have a, quote, responsibility to manipulate and censor content on YouTube ahead of the 2024 election. This isn't hyperbole. They published a blog post admitting this. And Reclaim the Net did a great write-up on this. You can read, I love Reclaim the Net. They do a great job. It's part of my daily reading. YouTube says it has a responsibility to manipulate algorithms leading up to the 2024 election. It says YouTube has a plan to remove and suppress some content and boost what it decides are authoritative source. That's hard to say together. Why don't you guys all at home try to say it at the same time? See if you can do it. Decides are our authoritative sources. Can you say that?
Mm-mm.
You're not even gonna try.
Decides are our author. No, it's our. You want to go our authority?
I can't say it. Anyway,
but
you
no,
two.
But I was just gonna say really quick. Like we talked about this, like how Google, which is YouTube, wants to inoculate you with only the information that they feel you need to know. Like they want to suppress everything else.
Yeah, exactly. They want to give you authoritative sources like a CNN or these other garbage sources as your authority, or the Associated Press, mouthpieces of the deep state, mouthpieces of the intelligence community. That's what they want to give to you. YouTube is reframing its censorship policies as responsibility. So this blog post, the company says that its censorship policy can be summed up with four R's. Maybe that is R. Four R's: remove, raise, reward, reduce. Or in other words, censor, I guess. So here is their blog post. You can read it for yourself right on their website. The four R's of responsibility: removing harmful content. We've been removing harmful content since YouTube started, but our investment in this work has accelerated in recent years. So our first step is to remove content that violates our policy as quickly as possible. And then we want to raise up authoritative voices when people are looking for breaking news and information. So who's authoritative? Who's authoritative? When there's like breaking news about a subject, who is it?
I was going to ask that same thing. Like, is Dr. Peter McCullough like a cardiologist who's been studying for, you know, several decades? Is that authoritative?
Well,
and used to help the White House. He used to help at the White House.
Or is Dr. Fauci authoritative? Or is CNN authoritative?
Well, what they say in this blog post is they're going to use AI to find these authoritative sources. So even better.
Wouldn't you love to know?
Well, I guess we're out.
Right. Yeah. Like, because remember Google Gemini, right, which is their AI program, right? So it's garbage in, garbage out. It's how they're prompting this AI, right? It's how they're training this AI. It's how they're writing this AI. As Elon Musk pointed out, it's what you're putting into it is what you get out of it.
Well, you would think.
So basically... I was going to say, basically, the only a black Benjamin Franklin is going to be authoritative on anything in YouTube, according right. to...
I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, just remember, we broadcasted during the pandemic. Many people were given strikes or deplatformed on YouTube for suggesting that previous exposure to COVID might offer superior immunity to a COVID vaccine. And the words natural immunity became hot button issues that YouTube was scanning for in order to punish. Now, fast forward to the year 2024, we now know that that is true. It's unequivocally true. You would think that those people who at the time were considered guilty of wrongthink would be boosted in authoritative credit, but they're not, right?
Right.
And so YouTube doesn't have a lot of credit for authority, given that they don't even allow people to wonder or ask questions, especially during the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah, they would otherwise they would have fast-tracked our million sub button.
Yeah. We don't have that.
Yeah, but because we got banned four times and they took us off the air and blocked us, so we weren't allowed to do anything for 2 weeks here on the platform multiple times for violations, whatever, of their COVID policy, of their war policy. Who knows? When we were covering the propaganda coming out of Ukraine, we were covering that. We got banned.
And I want to point out too, the four times that we got banned, every single time we ended up being correct and nothing, like we still lost the income.
Yeah.
We right. still have the strike sitting on our channel.
Yeah.
We can't get the play button. Like there's no apology. Like, hey, we got it wrong. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great point.
We should have more authoritative points, but instead we have less.
Right. Because we got it right. What we were saying was accurate and they blocked us and banned us. And it didn't matter. We've gotten no apology subsequently. I mean, and by the way, then they also changed their terms of service. Maybe that's what you were about to say, Philip.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Go ahead. Sorry. You'll say it better.
No, that's fine. So now, as it stands now, if we were to say what YouTube had banned us for not saying, if we were to say what they were recommending, they would ban us again.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
We were not only right on the subject, but we were so right that like YouTube had to eventually come around and make that the policy. Right. But no apologies.
I love someone in the chat said, redacted Raimundo said, I love when we get a stupid comment like this every once in a while. It says redacted is controlled opposition. I always laugh at that because it's like some throwaway phrase. Like, what the hell does that even mean? By who? I would love to know. We've literally been banned multiple times on this platform. And when we know, like when we look at YouTube's terms of service for a story, and like we're going to cover something on COVID or something related, we can't talk about it. We specifically say we can't even do this story on YouTube. We're not even going to try because they will literally block it and ban it. So we're going to just exclusively show it to you on another platform. And we have to do that regularly here. Unfortunately,
I mean, technically, we're all controlled by Philip because he can mute us and change cameras and, right. you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I get some strange looks at the bank when I'm cashing my direct check from Putin, the CIA, the WEF every week. You know, like, right. when I go in there, they're like, who yeah. are you? And I'm like, I'm controlled opposition.
You're controlled opposition, aren't you?
But I reported in my FATCA, so don't worry about that.
Yeah. No, we're not. We don't work for those other news agencies that are controlled opposition. You know what they are. Anyway, Johanna Vulich is the head of the new chief product officer at YouTube, says that YouTube will use AI to reward creators to empower creativity while also removing content that they claim violates their policy faster, raise up authoritative voices for news, and reward trusted, eligible creators, and then reduce content that brushes up against their policies. So as we pointed out, like brushes up is a vague word. Well, I mean, I guess that's what we do all the time on our show here is we brush up against.
And I think there's a misspelling in there. And on number two, I think that actually is supposed to be raise authoritarian voices.
Yeah, you're right about that. But I want to know how they're going to reward trusted eligible creators. Like, and what do you have to do to get into like their good graces? Right. Just carry the Biden sort of talking points on a whole host of issues.
You have to host the Hunger Games like Caesar Flickerman. And then you've sold your soul to the Capitol.
That's right.
And that's what you become. So Flickerman.
Flickerman, or like do like a Don Lemon style show and you'll be rewarded. You'll be elevated. You have to be, you know, that's what you have to do.
Well, but he's not rewarded with views, so.
But maybe they'll just, they'll amplify him. Like, they'll put him on the front page. They'll, like, amplify him. No one's actually watching his content at all, but then they'll reward you for that purpose.
Amplification would help a guy like him.
Maybe not.
Beyond redemption, that one.
So anyway, you know, Janet Johanna Vulich explained that because so many countries right now are going through elections in 2024, she did this interview for the YouTube blog, and she said, you know, look, because they're going through this in 2024, all of these elections worldwide, they want to make sure that viewers can get the most authoritative content around election topics, and it's their duty to protect you from misinformation, and they're going to rise up authoritative content. So don't be surprised. Like, if you're on YouTube, you're just going to see tons of like CNN, MSNBC, BBC News content all over like, the place.
It's going to feel like a joke, but they don't mean it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to protect you from a manipulation of an election by manipulating the election.
Right. Anyway. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.